Those Damn Ross Kids is a podcast for adults, and the opinions we express do not reflect the opinions of our employers or even ourselves. If you would like to support the show, go to duckfeed.tv/tipjar and check out our Patreon campaign. I'm going to ask you a weather question.
Okay.
Is it snowing up there?
It's snowing.
It's snowing?
Yep.
Have they called off school?
They've called off everything.
Ooh.
The war games, everything.
Well, yeah, those planes have been buzzing your house a lot lately.
It's their fucking fault for having a desert war game in Ohio.
Well, you know, sometimes maps are hard.
Yeah. Well, they were fighting over cake.
Care to elaborate?
Desert war games.
Okay.
Yeah. How's your uptake, Cole?
Slow.
Those Damn Ross Kids, a conversation between brothers, featuring Chris and Cole Ross.
Why do you want to know if it's snowing?
I'm just curious because everybody's saying that this thing is going to be huge.
Oh, snowpocalypse.
Yeah, snowpocalypse. I hate that word. I hated it in 2011 when it was going around, and I kind of hate it now.
Snowtastrophe?
Snowtastrophe, at least that has a little bit of the freshness to it.
Hmm.
Yeah. I prefer like something that doesn't involve snow at all, because there's a lot of other particulate matter that could possibly come down. I'm going to err on the side of the entombing.
Blissanity?
Yeah. Blissane in the brain. Yeah. Yeah. Yep. It's a real fire sale vis-a-vis snow. It's falling from the sky.
Shit. Blissane on the four lane, man.
Yeah. Yeah. That is something. It's going to miss us. It's going to miss us entirely. I'm sure anybody not listening from the eastern side of the United States is riveted. But boy, oh boy, is it more apparent than ever that this is just a hype train, son.
That's just trying to sell beans. That's all. Well, yeah. It's about.
Yep. You know what they say. If you're ever curious when you see something weird happening, if you're looking for an explanation, follow the beans. Because wherefore come from the beans, there lie the answers.
I like the Dennis the Menace movie too.
What is that, Christopher Lloyd?
Yes,
Christopher Lloyd as the homeless man, the crazy homeless man who smiled his black smile.
Dennis, get on the train.
Yep, and other similar things. It was a really heavily made up Christopher Lloyd too, if I'm not mistaken. Like he was really leaning into some kind of homeless angle.
He's looking like a bum since Taxi, buddy.
Oh, I'm sure, but this is even more. Like the fact that I'm questioning it means that like there must have been some kind of prosthesis involved. No,
he sleeps in a guitar case because somebody stole his bed.
Yeah, and that's why he's so frantic. He hasn't slept in years because people keep throwing coins at him. He just sleeps in random guitar cases.
It's always Scrum. Raining. It's always raining on Christopher Lloyd.
Shoo, scram! Marketing like a series of elastic bungees to keep the guitar case lid closed. Oh. Like you're trying to keep raccoons out of your garbage cans.
I am not a fountain.
How many times do I have to tell you? Yeah.
That was kind of Kramer, but it's similar.
Yeah, a little bit. What was it? They got to, no, it wasn't him. They got to play Kramer in the in show. It was the junkyard guy from Breaking Bad.
Yeah, no, Richard is the Lloyd of the '90s.
Right. Yeah. He wasn't the Lloyd we needed, but he was the Lloyd we deserved.
Right.
Yeah. I think.
Thanks, Carter.
Yeah. Yep, everything traces back to Carter because he had all the beans. Hey Chris, what episode is this?
Don't know.
163 of our comedy podcast, Those Damn Ross Kids.
Really?
Yeah.
Make a note of that.
Yep, make a note of that because I'm probably gonna ask it one more time tonight.
You might.
Yeah. I don't know.
Sometimes my recall is not that great, so I'm going to write it on a 4x6 here.
Cool. Yeah. Yep. Ran on a 4x6 with a king size Sharpie. Chris, if your Sharpie isn't big enough to stink up a room, it's not big enough.
Paper would be cheaper, but
yeah.
Well, I'm using lumber.
Yep. Excuse me. I need to make a note to myself. I need to fire up the wood burning kit.
Excuse me. I need to cut some notepad.
Yep. Your entire wall is just filled with folksy woodburn sayings. Pick up milk. You know, most people wouldn't take the extra step to lacquer it, but you're a true craftsman.
Right.
Yeah. And I gotta tell you, I appreciate that. Wow. What I don't appreciate is your phone going off.
That's a lot of phone.
Yeah. Whoa. Wait a minute. So did you just have some kind of like calamity here?
Oh, weather alerts.
Weather alerts. Cool. Because of the
aforementioned. On the fives.
On the fives. Okay, cool. Yeah. So really you're getting this, like things are on and popping.
On six.
Yeah.
No. Yep. It's coming in, Cole.
Yeah. Traffic on the sixes.
It's like election
local
night.
On the eights. Yep. Various precincts are reporting. And yep, the Ontario Fire Department is now a snow casket. There is no hope. There is no hope of rescue.
Right.
Yeah. I forget. Were you in town or were you around in the 2005 blizzard that we had?
Where was I in 05?
Yeah, this was in January. Five.
I had made my trek through Mexico.
Right.
Yep. I tried all the meth.
Yeah. The super meth, or was that not around back then?
No. They didn't have super meth back then.
Yeah. This was home cooked.
Right.
Yeah.
You just had to do a lot of meth.
Right. Yeah. To get the same effect.
Or PCP dippers.
Yep. Angel drizzles. Yeah.
Angel drizzles. That's great.
Yeah, that's what you call it when there's a roof leak at the church. Yeah. So you would probably remember if you were around then. I was a junior in high school, I believe.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. It was a tumultuous year for me. No, we lost power for a week.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
Yeah. Yep. which led to us buying a generator, but two, taking hoe baths in the church sink.
Hoe baths?
Yeah, you know, hobo baths.
Oh, I thought you were that's not what I was.
Yep. What I, nope.
Two completely different things.
No, we didn't. We didn't take a wrench, open up a fire hydrant, and run underneath it.
I thought that was like a wet nap that you wiped your crotch with, folded once, and then wiped your mouth. That's a hoe bath.
Oh God, that's the most vile thing I've ever heard, and that says so much.
Yeah,
but yeah, it was terrible. I think at one point we even slept in the church, which again, for anybody who's not keeping track of the lore at that time and currently still is our old like kindergarten school,
right?
Yeah, so
kindergarten god.
Yeah, kindergarten and preschool. So I remember doing some sweet 3-point shots for Jesus. I took my computer there to play some Far Cry. You know, it was a simpler time.
Right.
Yeah, but that was ridiculous. The power was out for like 5 weeks. But like you got civic leaders coming out here and saying, "Oh, this is going to be an unprecedented storm. It's going to be, you know, the event of the century. You know, everybody needs to be afraid."
And all then it the was, time. Which doesn't happen very often.
And then it was? What?
Then it was.
Is it?
No, it was then.
Oh yeah, in like 2005. Yeah, like sometimes it hits.
Not very often, though.
So, sometimes it does hit. 2005, it was especially bad. But that was 10 years ago. Oh, God, that was 10 years ago.
Why can't they just tell you, like, this is not a bean thing. This is real.
Yeah. We're not trying to push up the percent spike. Price of black versus pinto,
right?
Yeah, we got we're having a run on garbanzo. We need to shore up the but yeah, no, like you're right, it'd be nice if there was a way to tell, oh, is it real or oh, it's not, but it's a way to sell ad space on local radio.
Have you seen that gang that's wearing like black contacts that makes like their their whole, like, I don't know, pupil and iris black.
Are they trying to look like cartoon characters?
It's incredibly scary.
Oh, I'm sure. Like, is that, that's what you look at when you're trying to determine what somebody is up to.
Absolutely.
And if I can't determine where their eyes are looking or something, that's, yep, or if they're darting around, that's scary.
It started out, I think, as part of like I think the Crips or something, and then they like launched out onto their own.
Oh yeah, they franchised
the Black Eyed G's.
Yeah. Come on. That was a long fucking walk.
Ah, you went there though.
Yeah, because that's a thing I could believe. I've seen those. I know that those contacts exist.
Like, yeah.
Okay, you know what?
Like the cats with a Z, right?
Yeah, I'll give you that point, but begrudgingly, you know, and it's only begrudgingly because I walked right into it.
You're like, yeah. When's this going to pay off? Yeah.
Yes, and? Huh. When did you think of that on the drive home?
What?
The Black Eyed G's.
No, I thought if you were like really in a bean scare, and you were like, oh my God, I need beans. And then you went there and all they had were black eyed peas.
Anatomy
how disappointed
of
you'd be.
Huh.
Because I don't even know what those are.
Here's the thing about beans. Okay.
Red.
Sometimes there are beans that are actually just another name for the same kind of bean.
Right.
So a Great Northern is just a green bean, but without the green part. It's a bean part inside of a green bean.
Well, now, what is hominy?
Hominy is actually large corn.
Oh, big corn.
Yeah, it's big corn. There's it's a relative to the Peruvian maize, which often is fried up.
Now, could you really say tastes. That? Look at that hominy, bitch.
Big corn. What?
Could you say, look at that hominy, bitch?
Okra.
No,
okra.
You wouldn't say that. You would say, look at that hominy, bitch. Not look at that hominy, bitch.
I don't understand what you're saying. You're just
is
saying the word bitch.
Is hominy a synonym for big?
Oh, no, it's not.
I didn't say it was. I was asking.
No, I'm not. I'm not.
You're
saying,
the smart one here.
No, you're the one who just said the word bitch seven times in a row.
It's only four, but
yeah. No. But you know, chickpeas, them just garbanzo beans. Bean nomenclature baffles me.
Wow. Yeah. It's something you should probably keep to yourself in the supermarket.
Chris. I can't tell you how many times I've been wheeled into the occupational clinic at Meijer. Like, we found him rocking in the beans.
Oh my God.
Ketchup? Ketchup.
Rocking in the beans, Cole.
Oh, like Anne, Margaret, and Tommy.
That's commercial.
There we go.
Where's my green light?
Oh, Chris, it's miles back in the mist. Hey, you got a story? You got a story?
Yeah, I was just gonna do that. Why don't you just chillax?
Nope, don't you dare say what you're about to say.
What?
What was it? What was that fucking word that you said to me?
Chillax.
No.
Unwindulax.
Unwindulax. Yeah. You said that to me as we were sitting in traffic in a car, and I said, and I quote, if you say that again, I'm going to pop you in the jaw.
Well, you look like you were getting like electrical pulses.
I was very stressed out.
Yeah. Well, like you were at family therapy or something, you know?
Yeah.
All right.
That's three so far. Yeah. So
chill out.
Yeah. Just
have you heard of this thing called judgmentalmaps.com?
No.
Really cool. Maps, most people think are boring. I don't. You don't. But people do. So judgmentalmaps.com has allowed people to submit things so that you replace cities, towns, townships, villages, names with basically words, phrases, sentences that you judge these places to be. In other words, Manhattan is, quote, home of super white people.
And like they can fly if they want.
North Virginia, rednecks with no teeth.
That's very uninspired.
They've covered places like Dallas, Denver, Philadelphia, Houston, Salt Lake City, Omaha, and New York. Submissions are flooding in. White trash, golf obsessed, teen moms, religious wackadoodles, meth labs.
That actually just sounds like a place to find all of those. Like, that's just very descriptive. If you're looking for some teen moms for some easy swooping, then go here. If you're looking for some meth, well, you know, why not go to the source?
Hasidic zone. Gentrified. To be gentrified. Will never be gentrified. Used condoms. Occasional gun flyer.
Occasional. Okay.
Yeah, lots of stuff. Cavemen and dinosaurs. Electricity for iPads.
Is that just the name of where the power, like the power plant is?
I don't know. Buy weed from rich hippies. Stinky Town. Puppy Chow, dead horses.
Puppy Stinky Town.
Yeah. Wealthy drive-bys. Trendy gays.
Yeah, it's people who are good at looking at stuff that's in.
Older divorced lesbians.
Well, you know, good for them. They're finally living their truth.
Ravers.
Okay.
All the babies in Denver.
They're starting a gang.
Probably good rappers.
Oh, that's dog whistle.
I don't know.
Huh. I'm desperately looking to see if Cincinnati's in here because I want to know where I live.
Saying people are generally judgmental. The people
true.
Who created it said, one, we encourage people to offend everyone. You can't be selective in your mockery. When you start exempting some things and lambasting others, that's when it turns into intolerance and bigotry.
But how are you going to make your lamb tender?
You need to use that quote on the website for this podcast.
Okay.
You can't be selective in your prejudice. We will never exempt anyone.
They don't
for
have...
fear we will turn intolerant and bigoted.
Huh, they don't have... So Cincinnati isn't on here. I was desperate to find out what they would call my neighborhood.
It's a body of water that says poop in water. And what appears to be a green forest or state park of some sort that says black bears.
See, that's just like some kind of like weird folk cartography.
It's like a word. It's like a what do they call those word storms?
Yeah, yep, a word storm. You mean a tag cloud?
Yeah, that one.
Yeah,
we're top of a map.
Yeah, I back under a previous version of the website, I used to tag. I used to tag here's some of the stories. So this was a while ago, and it was all that it was. The biggest tag was pornography.
Oh God!
On this, just on the topics that we covered.
Now this map of the Mississippi Gulf Coast, the one that stands out to me is no Taco Bell.
No, I mean, there's probably a better way to do that, which is, you know, have that place be unlabeled and then have every other place be labeled Taco Bell.
There's this really, really tiny place. I don't know what it is, but it's called Swole.
It's probably a gym.
I don't know.
Yeah, it's where people go to get ripped.
That's CrossFit's there.
Yep. Got a bunch of people having their, like, just shitting their kidneys out, which is a thing that happens in CrossFit.
Dope 20-inch rims.
That's just one guy. And the weird thing is, he has that tagged to a GPS on his car, so that wherever he goes, it shows up as, you know, dope 20-inch rims. I'm looking at a map of Baltimore where I spot at least four. Yes, count them, 4 to 5 labels that just say The Wire.
Barbadians, Bahama. Bahamians, Haitians, Trinidadians, Tobagans, West Indians, Jamaicans, occasional gunfire. They're all neighbors with each other.
Huh.
Discount High Tops.
That's just an ad that somebody put in. This is crazy. So this is like this isn't a responsive website. This is a Tumblr where I guess they like it's one person who aggregates all of this stuff. Here's something that's kind of annoying about Ohio.
And Asians that can cook? My bad. All right, go ahead. Sorry.
No.
It's clear I'm coming back to this after we're done.
Oh yeah, for sure. I'm looking around on it as well. Here's the thing I've noticed about Ohio. Whenever you're talking to somebody who's like from around here, and you know, I notice it where I'm at. If they're trying to talk down about a particular place in Ohio, they will just append the suffix "tucky" to whatever they say.
Oh, Sintucky.
Yeah, or you notice like when people were talking disparagingly about say Mansfield, they would say Manstucky. Or Mantucky or something like that, which right. is incredibly disparaging.
Yeah,
And also, you know, just incredibly creatively bankrupt too. Get better.
No,
yeah, there are a bunch of places I don't care about. Yeah, it's hard to look at these like specifically places where I, you know, where you haven't been and have like just like so much of this just doesn't speak to me at all.
Well, I'm not looking to learn the identity of a place. I'm just looking to see what people will say about a place.
Right, right.
You know, like full dumpsters or
good eats.
Sweet treats.
Yep. It's just Guy Fieri's judgmental map of America.
Right. Habanero onion blazers.
Yep. BBQ, BBQ, BBQ. That's not three separate tags. That is one tag. That is barbecue three times in a row.
Flavor town.
Flavor country.
No, he says flavor town.
Oh, okay. Well, he's thinking small. As he does. Yeah, this is crazy. A lot of effort. Yeah, I think that there's money in them there, Tumblogs, though. Oh well.
Right.
Yeah. Hey, Chris, you know that I am fond of thinking about the end of the world. Things that are going to draw us to some kind of articulation point as a species. Right? Are you familiar with the doomsday clock?
I am. We're losing time, kid.
Yes, we are definitely losing time. So this was established around the time of the Manhattan Project. I'm giving you a little bit of a history lesson here in order to say, based on a number of different factors determined by these academics, what's going to do us in, right? So just throughout the Cold War, it was really close. This was a plot device in the graphic novel The Watchmen. Yeah. And so the furthest it's ever been from midnight, which when this doomsday clock hits midnight, we're fucked. That was in 1991. And every single time that it's moved since then, it's gotten closer.
Okay. So where are we at now?
Right now, Chris, it is 3 minutes to midnight.
Chronologically, as time goes on, we should get closer, right?
Well, no. This is just a way to rate how close we are. As in, like, if we don't change our ways, you know, this, like we're done. Like, if we don't, you know, keep this stuff in check, be that climate change, be that nuclear proliferation, be that tensions in hotbed areas, it's just a way for us to step back and from a detached position say, guys, seriously, maybe just be cool for a fucking second.
Really?
Yeah. Like this is these people's way. People who, you know, were gravely upset by nuclear weapons to say, hey guys, maybe chill out.
Just chill. So you want differences to evaporate because of a clock?
No. I want to not die in 3 minutes.
Well, it's not literally 3 minutes.
Who knows? Tell me in 3 minutes if I was right or wrong.
Bible time?
Yep. Chris, it wasn't literally a day, unless you go down to Erlanger, Kentucky. In which case, it was literally
37. That's how fucking long people lived then.
Right. No, that's actually wrong. But I'm not going to tell you why that's wrong, because that makes me a pedantic asshole, and I won't do that.
Right. I hate feet.
Yeah, I don't know. Let's take this clock and actually apply this to like other things here. Like, huh, it's like 3 minutes to midnight in terms of me not freaking out right now. It can probably, it's portable. Yeah. So that's just my, my update for you guys.
Portable potables,
which I guess is just a hip flask.
I don't know.
You know, like potable means like drinkable. So he's yeah, actually, they're talking. Okay,
cool. Yeah, I know.
Okay, cool.
Yep.
And also,
we're not going to talk about BPA.
Chris hit me with a story. Like
BPA is bad. The replacement for BPA is bad.
It's, yep.
I don't even know what to do.
Have you ever noticed that I only drink Everclear and rainwater?
Well, yeah. Everclear and rainwater.
Yeah.
Only in winter.
Yeah.
Hey, Cole,
have you ever noticed they only ever listen to Everclear's cover of No Rain?
I didn't know they sang that.
No, they didn't. It just came to me in a vision.
Is there a song called No Rain?
Yeah, Blind Melon.
What?
Yeah. All I can say is that my life is pretty strange. I like watching the puddles gather rain. Yeah, Blind Melon did it.
No, keep going.
No, I'm not going to keep going. I thought you'd get the melody from
that.
You'd be fine. What's that?
Can you?
And all I can do is just pour some tea for two. I don't like this point of view because it's too strange. Yeah, that. It's a song.
It's not strange.
It's not. Yeah, you know the song.
No, yeah, no, I just like when you sing.
No, I don't like singing on this show.
It's soothing grooves.
Makes me feel, yeah, slow jams.
Cole slow jams the hits.
Yep. Yeah, had a good video. A little girl dressed as a bee dancing around.
Yeah. Cole slow jam hits his misses. A company is hawking what it claims to be a personal lubricant that improves sex for women. Oh, it's made from marijuana. It works like this.
By applying THC directly to a mucous membrane?
You spritz the pot-based spray for you on your junk 30 minutes before you get your junk smashed, then have awesome sex.
Okay. I mean, does it guarantee?
No, that was my Shark Tank pitch.
Oh, okay. Cool.
Yeah.
You didn't put any numbers or anything there. You're kind of.
Oh, I'm sorry. It's hard to say. I mean, all right. You spritz the pot-based spray for you on your junk about 1.5 Bob's Burgers on Netflix before you smash your junk.
Chris, you keep saying you. Is it just one person?
No, because see, I'm ignoring all of the other panelists in Shark Tank, and I'm staring directly at the woman.
Women notorious for liking Bob's Burgers.
And when I say your junk smashed, I make a fist.
And you just punch it outwards.
No, I just make a fist
at a 90.
And then I alternate my stare between my fist and the lady.
Oh.
Eye contact, fist, junk, fist, smash, yeah. Fist.
The art of seduction.
Yeah.
It's
so basically they're saying that this Foria spray is going to give you a heightened sensation. You're going to have better, more satisfying sex. So this is a weed spray for the lady junk. It mixes coconut and stevia and cannabis oil.
Is it legal?
Yeah, and it's sweet to the taste. That's why they put stevia in it.
Because of the stevia, yeah.
Yep.
I could see that.
Better check, make sure that's stevia, though. That's all I got to say.
Yeah, might be ricin.
Right.
That's pop culture, Chris.
They have all kinds of celebrities that are using it.
Gwyneth Paltrow.
That chick that killed Kurt Cobain.
Courtney Love?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Janine Garofalo.
Okay. Next. Keep coming. I'll let you know when you've sold me.
Winona Ryder?
Nope.
Ashley Judd?
No.
Judd Nelson?
Yes. Yes, 1,000 times yes.
Hey, Jude? Jude Law?
Okay, no. No.
What?
No, not just next. Keep going.
You want me to keep going?
Yeah, keep going.
Channing Tatum?
Nope. Nope, nope, nope. Hate him.
Guy Fieri's taint?
You know what? He could use all the help he can get. This little sunglasses.
Gilbert Gottfried?
Yeah. Have you heard the recording of what is supposedly his real voice?
Alanis Morissette?
Mm-hmm.
Morrissey?
Mm-hmm.
The band Brand New.
Okay. I was down with them for at least their first 2.5 albums.
Anyway, you get a 10 milliliter bottle of Floria in exchange for a $44 donation. The spray contains THC.
Cool.
Yeah.
It gives you amazing sex, again, by applying THC directly to a mucous membrane.
To your junk.
Have fun, kids.
Before it gets smashed.
Yeah, before you smash it is what you said. Yeah, which I enjoy your use of the active voice in that. Before you smash your junk.
Huh. No, before your junk gets smashed.
Right, okay. There we go. That's the passive voice. The junk is being acted upon.
I go to school online, not online with you.
Come on, Chris. I'm just trying to teach you how to construct better sentences, okay?
I'm just doing college.
Right.
I'm doing learning.
You're doing learning. But Chris, life is a learning experience. It doesn't just happen in a book. It happens out in the streets. It happens in conflict with other people. You rub up against each other. You share a little bit of my experience. I take a little bit of your experience. And we grow as a people, as a culture. All right?
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
So when I tell you don't speak in passive voice, I expect you to not do that anymore.
Okay.
Consider this your warning.
Okay. That's fine.
Yeah.
Whatever. Better than you are.
Yeah, I'm sure you are. I'm sure you are.
Chris. Which the message boards on this online college stuff, you could do a whole podcast on that.
Well, why don't you?
Oh, it's drama.
I'm not asking you to blow up anybody's spot.
You would think this is real, Cole.
That this wasn't just like a series of AI constructs like Markov chains out there spouting. Well, as a single mother, I believe...
Right.
Yeah. Am I right? Yeah, I bet you have at least like 3 to 4 of those.
Yeah. As a 17-year-old,
yeah.
The group I belong to is my friends.
Exactly. You know, yeah. as we're talking sociologically,
the struggle I've gone through is,
yeah,
I burnt my mac and cheese.
Chris, it stuck to the bottom of the pan. Do you know what? I had to buy denture cleaner.
Oh, cool.
You ever walked into a pharmacy with? With a gross of condoms.
With a pot of mac and cheese.
Thrown it onto the counter and said, fix it.
A gross of condoms all on at once.
I couldn't afford a raincoat.
It won't go get soft until the pan is clean.
Is that like swinging with 3 bats when you're on deck?
So, I don't know, brother.
So that when you really stand out there, you can let her rip?
I don't know. I think we were just playing Snake, man. I'm molting.
It's like some kind of veil belly dance where they take off one veil and then another veil and just like, oh gosh, so you know, we're seeing more, except it's, you know, rubbers on your junk.
You just write a message on your dick and then put enough condoms on so that it's obscured.
Mm-hmm.
That's how Van Gogh saw dicks.
Yeah, you know. I hear this weird thing that like that apparently Monet had something specifically wrong with his eyes, like cataracts or something like that.
I meant to say that. That's how Monet saw dicks.
Yep, there you go.
My bad. Okay, all right.
Yep. Yeah, yeah.
I don't remember third grade art class as well as you do.
Yeah.
Yeah, Van Gogh chopped off his ear
and
then sewed it to his dick. I confuse him.
Yep, because he wanted to hear what was going on up there. Yeah. You know, it's all about perspective, Chris. Chris, how do you shower?
Standing up.
Cool. You don't... There has to be somebody, right? There has to be somebody who was taught wrong.
I have showered laying down.
Why?
It's like jerking off in the rain, man.
I'm going to look to the judges. And it's good. We accept it. Okay.
Nothing but net.
That is an acceptable answer. Wow. I didn't expect that, but okay. Yeah. But apparently, Chris, we've been showering wrong by not showering in the most crazy fucking way possible.
Bottom to top?
Right. You know what? Gravity is not your friend.
Seinfeld lied to us.
Yep. Again, the Christopher Lloyd of the 90s. He has set us back by decades. Decades. Chris. No. So apparently you wake up in the morning and you step into a piping hot shower. That's all that's gonna do. All it's gonna do is just tire you out.
Make you sleepy. You gotta turn it to cold.
No, you don't gotta turn it to cold, because that's gonna constrict your blood vessels too. The problem comes when you step from a hot shower into a cold room, it constricts the blood vessels, right? So you can't take a cold shower, because how are you ever gonna get an erection again? So the trick, according to this fucking article that I read, is that you have to alternate from hot to cold in 30-second intervals.
Oh, God.
Yep.
Yeah, I think I just got off the life hacking train.
Wow, you were still on that train?
Oh, Cole. Yeah, definitely. Like, I'm learning about, like, gluten-free, low-carb crock-pot meals. Like, I'm hacking the shit out of stuff.
Chris, you know what?
I've hacked my hacksaw.
You've got a life machete, okay? You're just right. You're just in there in the deep dark brambly hollows, hacking parts of your life you didn't even know you were living.
Cole, I went to a job interview the other day. They wanted to ask me, like, so, you know, what do you think about this? And I'm like, ask me Google questions. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, I'm studied up on all the tech companies and the trick questions they ask and how to answer them.
Oh yeah,
I'm ready to go. Like, I have Velcro everything.
Mm-hmm. And Velcro everything in case you need to escape up a fuzzy wall.
Cole, my cargo compartment has pockets.
this compartment is that on the thing you wheel around with you?
Cole, I have a go bag to carry to my go bag.
Right. Well, no, because, like, what happens if you need foreign currency on the way to where you keep your foreign currency?
I have a tiny go gun inside my everyday carry gun.
Yep, filled entirely with Go-Gurt.
Right.
Right. Yeah, your EDC. How many knives do you have to on your EDC?
Oh, probably like 7, 8.
Man, that is like some scrub game, son.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, if you're not rocking double digits, then your EDC is not on point, okay?
My RSS is full.
Yeah, no, it's one of those things. You got to trim and prune. You got a site providing you hacks that's dropping less than 15 articles a day. You know what? You got to leave that behind, because that's just dead weight.
Well, that's your opinion,
Chris. Software solutions, you've got them.
Oh, yeah,
yeah.
Got too many.
Yeah. I mean, don't we all? But the discretion, Chris. Discretion is the finer shade of hackery. All right.
Mm-hmm.
You told me yesterday how to put on a duvet cover. You know what I did yesterday? I put on a duvet cover. It went great.
How do you like your duvet, by the way?
It's pretty good.
Yeah, you like it?
I'm a little bit. No, I put it on because I was anxious. I'm going to wash it tomorrow. I
really?
Believe I meant to wash it today, but I put it on. I was anxious to try it out. I just it was 10:30 at night. Actually, no, it was closer to midnight because I assembled nightstands, and then I put the duvet cover on. Yeah, I put them together. And so,
what can you do with those other nightstands?
I don't know. One is sitting behind me right now.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Is he judging you,
Chris? Everything is judging me all the time.
So, good enough, man.
Why'd you get rid of me? You're too high.
Your junk is too high.
Yeah, you've been spritzing it. Nightstand, have you been hanging out with Janine Garofalo?
I don't know if your junk knows what it's doing.
Chris, my junk has ascended. I put my junk in that trunk.
I put my trunk being. Put my ear to your seashell and it's playing Floyd, man.
Yep. Your seashell. Oh, that is the most vile euphemism. Dear God. Wow, your seashell.
Yeah.
Huh. You know, that is existing in some kind of Schrodinger's constant state of flux between being vile and, dare I say, poetic.
Evidently, you haven't been in a therapy gangbang.
No. Some people just aren't comfortable with their bodies.
Shut up. I have a conch.
This has been Those Damn Ross Kids.
Notice that I said I put my junk in that trunk. I was not being like junk in the trunk, right. And then you know it's like a preview for a comedy. I was like, I feel good. It's not like that. No, these nightstands were literally treasure chests, like trunk kind of things that I was using as nightstands.
No, I know.
Okay,
I know.
This is for everybody. This is for the sake. It's not just the two of us, you know.
Well, you said that's it. I thought this was just the two of us.
Oh yeah.
Huh. Okay.
Yep. Just like Will Smith said about Jaden.
Glad I didn't say the N word.
Then he made after. I about said afterbirth.
Then he made the afterbirth.
which
was the girl's name?
I meant to say after Earth. You don't hear about the girl. Is the girl in movies? Is he putting her out as much as Jaden?
Yeah, I can't remember her name though.
Oh well. Hey Chris, I'm going to tell people about something because they have an opportunity here. Okay.
Oh really?
Yeah. We're doing
Are you selling dumper stickers?
What's dumper stickers?
Oh, it's a template that they can put on your butt for a tattoo artist to do over top of it. The dumper stickers.
But it only espouses political opinions.
No. It's a logo of the show, man. That's the crow.
Nuke the Fed. Yeah.
The dumper stickers. Yeah, the temporary tattoos for your taint.
Right. Ugh. Anyway. Anyway, no, you're actually not that far off the mark.
So the temporary tattoos, they're in a series. You put them in different folds of a fat woman, and then you do a flip book.
Ugh. Sorry, you just grossed me out.
No, that's how Walt Disney started.
Anyway. As you're listening to this, if you're listening to this on the day that it comes out, which is the 27th of January, you still have a couple of days to fill out the Duckfeed merchandise survey. Want to figure out how to get money into people's hands, or sorry, how to get merchandise into people's hands, how to get money from people's hands. There we go. That is a risky proposition sometimes, so we want to know exactly what you want. If you go to duckfeed.tv/merch survey 2015, it is a 10-question survey that you can fill out. The first part of it is about, like, hey, do you want to buy t-shirts? Are there any particular designs you would like, et cetera? And then the last part is a little survey asking how the network is doing. That feedback is incredibly useful. It is not just, it's not just one way. When you answer this, you enter into a pool to win one of 8 games on Steam that we just have laying around that we're going to hand out.
So you're giving away a real prize with some weight to it.
No, digital goods. Digital.
Like a bronzed coaliness.
Why are you so fixated on my anus?
I don't know. I read an article about that.
About what?
Bronzing people's anuses.
Ugh, gross.
Yep. Started out as making molds for candy. Look it up.
Oh, you know, actually, I have seen those anus candies before. Anyway, yep, that is duckfeed.tv/merch survey 2015. We really appreciate you taking the time looking at the stats. It takes an average of less than 2 minutes to do. So yeah, that is greatly appreciated. In general, you know the other stuff: iTunes, facebook.com/thosedamnrosskids, and plain old telling friends.
Oh, and by the way, if you're just coming to us, we've done this for a while.
Yes, we have.
Go back.
There's lots of them. Not all of them are on the RSS feed, because of a technical limitation, but they are all available at duckfeed.tv/thosedamnrosskids.
Like, the best stuff is behind us. We are devolving.
That's grim.
2012, that was good.
Yeah, 2012 was pretty great. We exist as a shambling mockery of ourselves. Sorry, America.
Sorry.